This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday the beginnings of a Ukrainian counteroffensive could see Vladimir Putin forced into quote-unquote just peace.
The Ukrainians are making gains, and they have proven extremely professional in the way to conduct this offensive and also in handling the equipment they have they have received from NATO allies.
Speaking ahead of a NATO's defense ministers meeting this week, Stoltenberg also said while it was still early days, Ukrainians had been regaining territory. Over 30 people have died off the coast of southern Greece after a fishing boat carrying dozens of migrants capsized and sank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Survivors disembark from a big vessel in Kalamata after being rescued. At least four survivors are being hospitalized with symptoms of hypothermia. Authorities say a large search and rescue operation had been launched. Over 100 people rescued so far following the nighttime incident southwest of Greece's southern Peloponnese region. The Italy-bound boat is believed to have sailed from the Tobruk area in eastern Libya. Greek authorities and the EU border protection agency Frontex were first alerted about the approaching vessel by the Italian Coast Guard on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reports say recent fierce fighting between Myanmar's army and resistance fighters in an area east of the country's capital has killed at least 26 civilians, including six children. The fighting has taken place in a hotly contested area of the armed struggle that arose after the army's February 2021 seizure of power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Find more at VOA.